Chapter 3. Jellyfish Soup. Back when I was working with the American Oceans Campaign, we staged a banquet honoring Sylvia Earle, Ph.D., for her life's work on behalf of the planet's oceans. For those of you who don't know, Sylvia Earle is to oceanography what Amelia Earhart was to aviation. She has spent more than 7,000 hours underwater and led more than 400 diving expeditions worldwide, including a historic 2-week stay in a laboratory at the bottom of the Caribbean Sea in 1970 that earned her and her 4-woman crew a ticker tape parade and a presidential reception at the White House. In 1990, Dr. Earle became the first woman appointed chief scientist of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. When the Library of Congress announced a list of living legends in the spring of 2000, Sylvia Earle was included, along with the likes of novelist William Styron, boxer Muhammad Ali, choreographer and dancer Merce Cunningham, and journalist and activist Gloria Steinem. Dr. Earle is currently an explorer in residence with the National Geographic Society. Friends kidder about her prestige by addressing her as "Your Deepness" or "The Sturgeon General." She's got a great sense of humor. But I pushed it a little too far that night at the banquet. I emceed so many dinners back in those days that I had the routine pretty much down pat. If I could come up with one irreverent ocean joke to kick off the evening, the rest of the night would be fine. On this particular occasion, I can't remember exactly what the entree was. Chicken's always a good bet. But I know it wasn't seafood. So that's what I zeroed in on as I began my remarks. "You'll notice we're not having fish tonight," I said. "But I can assure you that next year we'll be serving seafood because I believe our motto should be, 'Why save 'em if you can't eat 'em?'" I can't recall how the rest of the room reacted because all I could see was Sylvia Earle's face, and she did not look amused. I got the message loud and clear. No fish jokes. At least not when Dr. Earle is in the room. The point of this little story is to speak to the misconception that many people have about ocean conservation groups, that we're a bunch of bleeding-heart fish-huggers, holier-than-thou ocean-going...